Why do you think we are so interested in peregrines? I mean, as a bird of prey, they seem to have kind of like this slightly mythical status.
I think people have learned that they probably are, or they are, the fastest animal on the planet. And because of that, they have got a mythical status, exactly that. People are fascinated by the speed and fascinated by being able to watch what's happening and developing so close to home.
Now, you've done some studying, some careful studying of the males in the nest and found that actually there's an interloper, if you like. There's an imposter in our midst.
Well, yes, they've been together perhaps 12 years, and January we thought the bird was exactly the same. But on closer inspection and profiling the pictures and watching behaviour, we are absolutely sure that somewhere between the end of January and, say, middle of February, the male changed. And yes, it's a much younger bird, I would say. Definitely different. He's very submissive. The other one was very perky, and he used to really stand up for himself. And this one's very, very submissive, and perhaps not doing his job quite so well. So it'd be very interesting to see how it goes on.
Can you tell from looking at a bird the behaviours that are that different? Then does it seem to show quite noticeably?
Yeah, very, very noticeably. He doesn't even sit in the same places. We got used to knowing where the old male would sit and how he would be. And we used to make fun because he used to go and get his ready meals from the turrets. Well, this one doesn't really do it. This one sort of skulks around as if he's not really meant to be there. But, of course, he is there. They have four eggs.
Is this something that isn't that unusual in the animal kingdom?
I think it's quite unique with peregrines, really. They do mate for life, but if one of the partners is either oisted from the site or something's happened, it could be a natural death, it is possible, they do tend to take the next partner that comes along. So whoever's going to defend the realm, as it were, Chichester Cathedral, then they will accept a new partner. But they'll only accept a new partner if the other one is nowhere to be seen.
And what sort of territory would the Chichester Cathedral cover in terms of a distance?
5 years ago, 10 years ago, we might have said a considerable area, perhaps to Bognor, Littlehampton, and perhaps even going on towards Portsmouth. Now, if we were to go along the coastline, let's say... typical peregrine site is a cliff face or a chalk cliff face along the coast.
Which we don't have anything of like that around here.
No. Hence the buildings. Buildings have become more and more important. And now, if you go from Rottingdean to Hastings, perhaps every 2 kilometres you will find a peregrine. Might not be a nest, but they are taking up residency all over the place. Large amount of it due, of course, to the success of the Chichester peregrines. 42 chicks fledged from the nest since 2001.